So you want to start a business, but you're not sure what exactly you want to do. Or you have a million ideas and you're having trouble just narrowing it down to that one thing. How do you find your niche? It's a common problem. I'm Kalila Reynolds, and it's time for another episode of Money Moves, JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. My guest today, who's going to tell us all about niching, is Laurianne Ainsworth. She's CEO of the Branson Center for Entrepreneurship Caribbean. Hi, Laurianne.
Hi,
welcome
Kalila.
To the show.
Thank
Overdue.
You. I know.
It's about time.
Thanks for having me on. Really
so today we're talking about finding your niche. And it's so funny because I was just talking to a very good friend about this last night. We had a long conversation because she has a million business ideas. Mm. And they're all great ideas. She wants to do them all at the same time.
They all do.
So how do you find that one thing? How do you find your niche?
You know, we need more than this time to talk about this topic, because I think this topic is so much bigger and it's so much more intimate than what people think, a business idea. So first, I think there are two definitions of your niche. The first one is the market fit, your place in the market, which people usually think about their business idea and who they want to serve, etc. The second one is your place in the world, where you belong and where you fit in. And this is the one that I think most entrepreneurs don't start with first. Mm. And it's important. Why? Because when you find your niche first, personally, you understand what your strengths are, what matters to you, what problem you want to solve, then you can support creating value for people who you want to solve this problem, right? So I like to take people through the two steps. And the first step is around self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And I know people talk about self-awareness all the time. It's like a buzzword, but it's really important. Self-awareness first, understanding your personality, what works for you. So people, entrepreneurs, often have great ideas and they look for a gap in the market to fulfill mm-hmm. some kind of service, but they forget about where they fit in. So if your personality doesn't fit the business, it's doomed to fail, right?
Yes.
So when people think about, if you want adventure and excitement in your life and you're sitting behind a laptop in an office, mm-hmm. that doesn't suit you, right? So start thinking about your personality first. The second thing, and because your personality tells you what environment is right for you, mm-hmm. and you can choose that. The second thing is your strengths. Your strengths are more than just what you're good at. Your strengths, I think, are composed of two things. Your preferred skills, and I say they're preferred because there are skills that you may have that you don't particularly like doing. And those are the ones I call burnout skills. Uh-huh. I think we all have them, right?
Yeah. They said, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
False. Yes.
False. You still have to do stuff that you don't like. Parts you won't like every single part of the job.
Exactly. And that brings me to the second part, which is your zone of genius. That stuff that you don't like doing, you need to try to delegate more and start staying in your zone of genius. And thirdly, finding out what is significant to you, what matters to you. Why? Because this is, people call it purpose, etc., but I don't call it that because I think that's too big. But when you find something that matters to you, it means that you can take all three of those things, your personality, your strengths, and that thing that matters to you, to now create a service, right? And that service is where we start getting into the niche around what's that business idea that I should be looking at? Mm-hmm. So your friend should really start looking at, what am I good at? What skills do I have? What's my zone of genius? You know, what does my personality say? And does this thing matter? Because if it doesn't have relevance to you, it's not going to have relevance to people you want to support. The next step, so that's going through self-awareness. The next step is going through your service now. When you start to create a service, when you're creating the business now, then you start to look at, what's this big message that I want to share with the world? What's this thing that I want to be known for? And that, I think, is a starting point of finding out what your niche is. Because when you start to look at that and refine that, it means you start getting the word out there. You start talking to people about your message, about this thing that matters to you. And that allows you to find the people who you can actually serve. Because when you share your message, the people who you can serve are going to resonate with it. The people who can support you and who want to further your message are going to show up. And you can further refine that. And then you start to create value. When you create value for those people who are showing up for you is when you start to look at, What problem am I solving? Who do I want to solve it for, and how do I want to do it? That's the last piece, and that's a piece that most people start with. What I also see is that people often talk about their niche as what they do. Mm-hmm. And that is not beneficial to them, because what you do is, it's almost like the technique. Better way to think about your niche is to think about, what problem do I solve? If I had somebody who was on one island and they have this problem on this island and they want to get to island B, I have a boat, which is my technique, the thing that I do, and I'm going to take them from island A to island B. Your niche is really that space between getting this person from this stage to that stage. And when you can start to articulate that clearer and it makes sense to you from a personal perspective, you're going to stick with it. It's going to have sustainability in your life. And that's a big missing that I find entrepreneurs have when they start businesses.
Very, very interesting. Like, I need to send my friend this checklist. So it really is a very internal process. Like, you have to do some serious self-reflection.
I think so. And that's why I said, you know, it's an intimate process. And it takes more than somebody saying, okay, I have an idea to, you know, sell light bulbs. I'm going to do that because I saw there's a gap in that market. Sure, that might be a gap in the market, but it may not be right for you, right? And if it's not right for you, it means that you're not going to have the motivation. And motivation, actually, it's backed by science. A gentleman named Daniel Pink wrote a book called Drive. Mm-hmm. And in Drive, have you read that book?
I think I've read something else by him, Daniel Pink. Right. The name sounds very familiar. Yeah.
So he identified three factors of motivation. The first one is autonomy. Autonomy means being able to choose a task that you do, choose the environment that you're in. You can only choose that if you know your personality, mm-hmm. you know what's right for you. The second one is self-mastery. You can only master yourself when you understand what your strengths are. And the third one is purpose, which links back to something that matters or something that's significant to you. So looking at your niche from that perspective of where you belong gives you motivation to actually look at that second aspect, which is where you fit in the marketplace. So it's a process, I think, and one that is well worth diving into.
Right. Yeah. So I like your approach to finding your niche, because it's not typically what we talk about when we talk about this issue of niching.
Right.
Typically you say, oh, you need to find this community and serve this.
Right.
Niching is about finding a small, specific community that you can serve. But you're saying it's more about you.
Yeah.
Finding you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Khalilah. And that's it, because I think what has happened is, and COVID proved this, those who actually had businesses that meant something to them, that they had the drive and they were getting up every day to push this business, and they knew that this business couldn't fail because it's a part of them, they're the ones who carried on and who were able to sustain that. Even before COVID, the entrepreneurs who are building businesses that have longevity are the ones who have that kind of drive behind it. So it does start within first, and then you move outward, right? So I think it's a matter of, when we think about Maslow's hierarchy, even self-actualizing, when you reach that place where you can self-actualize, when you can look at yourself and understand yourself, know yourself, love yourself, then you can be of service to others, then you can contribute. Mm-hmm. And as entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We contribute to the world, we contribute to our community, mm-hmm. right? And if you're truly doing that, and if you're going to resonate with people, and you're going to get the people who want your support, they're going to see through the people who are just trying to be in it just for the money.
But you also do have to serve a community.
Absolutely.
It can't be only about you.
No.
You could have this business idea that literally you're the only person who's interested in this specific thing.
Right.
But you do have to find other people with the similar interests that you can serve, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is absolutely true. You have to go and start serving people. But when you do that internal work first, it gives you the drive, it gives you the autonomy, and it gives you the support to actually get out there and find those people. Mm-hmm. And you have a message that people find to be credible. Because when you can stand up there and say, I am going to solve this problem for you with this business, and here's why, because this is what I'm actually good at, this is what I've invested in, and here's why I connect with it, they're going to believe you, and they're going to want to support you in a different way.
Yeah, I think building that community is super, super important. It reminds me of, you mentioned a book you've read, one that I read recently, Content Inc.,
right,
which is about building the community online first, and then becoming the authority in the space, and having that following, and then building a business upon that.
Yeah, and we're saying the same thing, actually. Yeah. So, because you would have, so take your community, for example, right? You would have done introspection. You know what your strengths are. You knew what you wanted to communicate. And in so doing, you shared your message and you were able to create that community. And so you were able to attract the people, the clients, who wanted to hear what you want, what you were saying.
Right.
And then you created value for them through a service.
Right.
You know, people, what I'm saying sounds like it's a lot of work. It's not necessarily a lot of work, especially for people who are doing it. You didn't even know you did it, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you do know yourself and you know what, I'm great at communication and I'm great at journalism and I like finance. I can break things down simply for people. That was a superpower that you have that you're able to use and create this community and build this gathering. And now you've moved past that point to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to create value for this community and I'm sharing this message that means something to me. And that's going to give you sustainability and longevity.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lauriane.
No problem.
This has been very enlightening. Completely different way to think about finding your niche. So take down notes, get that checklist, and find your niche right now.
Here's a recap of Lauriane's key points. Knowing yourself is absolutely important to help you identify strengths, weaknesses, and preferred skills in your zone of genius. If your personality doesn't fit the business, it's already set up to fail. Once you've identified the above, you can truly create value for your community.
That's it for this episode of Money Moves, JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. Visit their website at eximbankja.com and check out my website, KalilaReynolds.com, where you can read a summary of this episode.
Let's get this money.